This is your NPR station, 90.3 WBHM, Birmingham. I'm Andrew Yeager. The coronavirus pandemic has forced many state legislatures to consider how and when they can meet safely. Alabama is no different. State lawmakers have hit the pause button on legislative business for now, but with large numbers of layoffs on the horizon and big cuts to the state's income and sales tax revenue, there's a lot of uncertainty around the state budget. Don Daly, host of Alabama Public Television's Capital Journal, tells WBHM's Gigi Duban it's been eerily quiet in Montgomery this week.
It is drastically different than what it would normally be at this time of year. You know, the State House, for instance, is pretty much a ghost town this week. There are people working here this week, not nearly as many, obviously, as there normally would be, but key personnel from various agencies and in certain of the legislative offices have been coming in on an as-needed basis. But as many state employees as can are working from home this week. So there is certainly a sense here in Montgomery that things are not operating normally and won't be for the foreseeable future.
Don, the coronavirus pandemic has had far-reaching economic effects here, as it has in so many other places. I mean, there's no dining in at restaurants. The beaches are now closed. Alabama's had thousands of people filing for unemployment benefits in the last few days alone. Where has most of the state's spending been so far in terms of curbing the spread of the disease and keeping people from not being able to pay their bills or keep food on the table?
You'll remember that before the legislative spring break began, that lawmakers approved a $5 million supplemental appropriation to help the state deal with the spread of the coronavirus. A lot of that was aimed at expanding testing across the state, and we have slowly but surely seen an increase in testing across the counties in Alabama, but more of that will be taking shape in the next week or two. Of course, there are other areas that will need addressing. You mentioned the jobless benefits claims spiked dramatically this week because there are certain people who just can't work during this. We'll have Labor Secretary Fitzgerald Washington on our show tonight, and he'll talk about what we've seen unfold in the last week and the modification of rules regarding his department to help people in this situation. The restaurants are up pretty much operating on a takeout-only status right now. So that's going to really affect restaurant servers in the short term.
So what's going to happen? Are lawmakers saying how much of a hit the state budget might take overall?
I haven't heard any specific figures yet, but the various legislative budget chairs over the last several days have been saying that they're going to have to reevaluate the budgets that they will ultimately pass in this legislative session that will be for next fiscal year. The current fiscal year budget, which runs through October 1st, will not be affected, but because of the economic strains that the coronavirus is causing, there are a lot of unknowns right now, but they're going to have to reevaluate things as we move forward about how much money can be allocated here or there based on the hit that these revenue streams take. And we're talking about the income taxes, we're talking about the sales taxes, and the various other revenue streams that affect both state budgets. So there will be a hit that will be taken. We just don't know at this point how much of a hit. We're hoping that things can that the curve so far can be flattened with the social distancing, and maybe the hit won't be as big as some fear it might be.
And what about all of the other bills that have been moving through the legislature before the coronavirus pandemic? You know, there was a proposed measure to legalize medical marijuana. There was a package of prison bills. What happens to them? Is everything just on hold?
Right now, things are on hold. The rules for meetings to be set up, legislative meetings, are somewhat relaxed under an emergency declaration, but we wait to see. So a lot's up in the air, and I wouldn't be surprised if the legislature delays coming back from its spring break at least another week, if not longer.
Wow. Don, you've been covering the state legislature for years now. Has there ever been anything even remotely similar to the situation lawmakers are in now?
Not in terms of scope. There are so many factors at play. No, I have never seen anything quite like this in terms of how it would impact the operations of state governments.
All right. Well, Don, practice social distancing. Thanks for talking with us.
I am, and I hope you're doing the same, Gigi. Thanks, as always, for having me.
That's Don Daly, host of Alabama Public Television's Capital Journal, speaking with WBHM's Gigi Duban. You can hear a wrap-up of the week's State House news most Fridays during the legislative session.